Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
First today, tomorrow the Taoiseach is expected to deliver an apology in the Dáil to the families of the victims of the Stardust fire. Relatives and survivors have been meeting government representatives to discuss the wording of the apology. Our reporter Una Kelly has more on this and is with me now. Una, some of the family members have said that if the apology is not done right, in their own words, then the families won't be accepting it. Is that right?
Yes, Cormac, we heard this from Antoinette Keegan over the weekend. She was, of course, there at the Stardust that night, lost her two sisters, Mary and Martina, and some of her friends, and has been a prominent campaigner in the search for justice since then. She and other family members met with the Taoiseach on Saturday, and she said she also spoke to the Taoiseach yesterday. She told me that when she was speaking to both of them, she listed all the failures in the state's response to this through the 43 years, and she expects all of this to be addressed in the apology. But she told me that she herself won't know the exact wording of the apology until it's read out in the Dáil tomorrow. She said that all the families will hear it then at the same time as anyone else. But she did say that following that meeting on Saturday with the Taoiseach, so far she's satisfied with the direction they're going in.
He listened to the families, he listened to the concerns, he took his notes. He does know that this apology has to be transparent, it has to be sincere, it has to include some of the things that were said at the meeting. And it's just like, if it's not right then, look, we won't be accepting it. But I think he's more or less took in everything that people, families have concerns about and like issues, everything. So please God, right, tomorrow everything is right and we get the public apology.
And at the moment, Antoinette, are you able to tell me a bit more about some of the concerns that families were expressing?
Some are looking for counselling, that they need counselling. There's other issues as well. So look, the Taoiseach has to address them and then come back with positivity. And hopefully, the apology includes not all, but most of the stuff that the families are looking for. Mm-hmm. If not all, most of it.
Yeah. And you personally, yourself, Antoinette, what words are you wanting to hear?
Well, the public apology will have to say it all. That's basically it. 43 years of systematic abuse thrown towards the families of the deceased victims. When we want the truth for our loved ones, when we wanted an inquest, when we wanted justice, all for our loved ones that died. And the public apology should address all 48 victims. I do believe from the Taoiseach that when he's starting this public apology, he will be calling each individual victim that died, all their names out in the Dáil.
And over the weekend, you said you spoke to the Taoiseach as well. Have families and the legal teams been engaging with the government throughout the weekend and today about the exact wording for tomorrow?
Our legal representative has been doing all that because he knows the concerns and he knows what the families are looking for. So our legal representative, Darren Macken, will be engaging with the Taoiseach, and they did agree that they would do it over the next 4 days. That was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and have it right the next 3 days and have it right for Tuesday. So yeah. hopefully it's all right.
At the moment, how are you expecting you might feel tomorrow when the apology comes?
I'm kind of still I'm on a roller coaster everything happens so quickly. And tomorrow is going to be a big day, right, for the actual state to apologise to the families of the deceased victims. It's going to be a huge day. It's going to be emotional because now it's real, that the state know they failed us. They know they failed in every aspect from the time of the disaster right up to now. We were left alone, we were abandoned by the state. We had to struggle and carry on. And the way I look at it is my life was wasted because I was involved with the campaign. I hadn't got a life. I was there this morning, noon and night, breakfast, dinner and tea. And when this apology is given, right, I don't know whether I'll ever properly get my life back again because I will never forget that night.
And that is Antoinette Keegan, of course. And in terms of next steps, Una, Antoinette Keegan has said that the focus for now is solely on this apology, is that right?
Yes, Cormac Taoiseach Micheál Martin has already said that the government will give serious consideration to a redress scheme for the families of the victims, but Antoinette Keegan has said that's not on their agenda at the moment and that only after the apology tomorrow they'll consider what the next steps are. But in terms of wider reforms the state could make, Liam Herrick from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties says the Stardust inquest could serve as a template for reform of the coroner system. That's something the government is currently reviewing. Liam says it's essential there's full acknowledgement from the government tomorrow that the state played a part in resisting the search for justice, according to him. But he thinks the state also has to display it's committed to reform.
The inquest last week, I think, showed what inquests can achieve in terms of delivering truth and justice for victims. But it's important to remember that this was in many ways a unique inquest, that special provisions were put in place to ensure it was properly resourced, that the jury was independently selected, that legal aid was provided to the families. And these are not features that are part of the general inquest system, because for over 20 years, the governments, successive governments, have failed to implement recommendations for reform. So what we've seen in the United Kingdom is that high-profile large inquests of this type have been the catalyst for much needed reform. And we hope that the outcome of this inquest will lead to a national coroner system based on the principles which we and others have identified that are radically in need of reform in this country.
What are the key reforms you're suggesting?
We need a full-time professional national coroner service. We need a system of jury selection that's fully independent. At this point in time, the guards select jurors for inquests. There was a break with this policy with regard to Stardust, but we now need to ensure that inquests are fully independent of the guards and other state agencies. And we need to ensure that when inquests make recommendations, that they are collated and acted on. Because we've had many inquests in this country that have shown problems with things like fire safety, health and safety at work, police practice and so on. But there's no system to follow up on them to ensure that those causes of avoidable deaths don't present in the future. This inquest, which was incredibly well run by the Dublin coroner, with a jury that dedicated a huge proportion of their lives to this, has shown that juries are an important part of the justice system when they're properly resourced and properly provided for in terms of regulation. So I think it shows a blueprint for the future of a national coroner system.
And that's Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, finishing that report by Una Kelly.